June on the base. Reb Nachum, I take it you're there somewhere behind that great big black screen. Oh, there's life in Mishkafayim.
He's still in the kitchen.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
You can be off mute unless there's drilling or tractoring or yelling or...
Well, I'm sharing an office with my wife, so it's...
Looks like you're in the kitchen.
That's simple. We cook for a living.
Okay. How long you still got to go, Nachum?
Not so much, but it drags on the last, the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mitzvah Hashem soon.
Okay, so it should look good in Mitzvah Hashem at the end. And then you can sell the house and then move to Ramah Gimel. I assume that's the plan.
It's all up to my kids these days.
Up to your kids, right, okay. Right, Rabbeisai, we're on Daf Nun on the base. We have Gemara, which is not that difficult. So we're going to try and move forward swiftly. Says the Gemara, Beis Chaburos. You remember we saw this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have two groups in a home, in a house, if they can see each other, even if only part of one group can see part of the other, that's enough to combine the groups and they can make Zimun, even though they actually cannot see all of each other. Says the Gemara, Tana, first word on the line, Tana, towards the top, it's about the 10th line towards the top. Tana, Im Yesh, Shamash, Beinehem, Shamash, Mitzarefam. What does that mean, Im Yesh, Shamash, Beinehem, says Rashi. Im Yesh, Shamash, Beinehem. Shamashamesh l'shtehem. He's actually serving both parties. You have a waiter who is bouncing forth from one group to the other. Is Shamash, this assistant, Mitzarefon, afal pi, she'ein elu royin es elu, even though the two groups cannot see each other at all. If they can see each other, or at least in part, so we've already mentioned, that would suffice. But even if they cannot see each other at all, how could that be? Says Rashi, k'goin. For example, Uriah. So I think we all know what Uriah means. We just read Pasha's Truma and Tetzava. Here, a curtain or a hanging, which is Prusa Beinayim, which is hanging in between them. You've got some sort of mechitza going on. So they cannot see each other. In fact, none of group A can see any of group B. But the waiter, very interesting aloha, by virtue of the fact that he's now bouncing between group A and group B, that combines them and considers them all to be one group, a tremendous chiddush. Look immediately at Rashi, in Tosfos, excuse me. Says Tosfos, even a bigger chiddush, Shamash Mitzarefon Lezimun, Vehu Adin B'Shnei Batim. Even if it would be two separate houses, never mind one house, as Rashi puts it, with a curtain in the middle. Even if it's two separate houses, ubnei adam oimdim u'mishamshim mizu lazu, but there are people standing, serving this one and that one, and they're bouncing forward and backwards. Mitzarefin, well, that would be enough to combine the two groups, even though they're in two different houses. V'chein, Isa, B'Yerushalmi, and this is what's stated quite clearly in the Gemara Yerushalmi, or Bilvad. On condition sheyishmu birkas hamozain mipi hamavarich, but obviously it's condition you cannot be yotzei zimun with a different party. Remember, in the times of Chazal, as we've mentioned several times, zimun was not like nowadays. Nowadays we just lead the benching from the beginning, but there they used to be mitzi the entire party with the benching. They actually used to bench loud whoever was in charge of the zimun, and you'd be mitzi everybody else. So if you're going to have different groups in a different house completely. So even though technically you can have Zimun, but you have to be able to hear the Mezamin bench in house number two, even though the Mezamin is in house number one. So, V'ha denokat, the obvious question. V'ha denokat b'masnisin bayis echad. Underline the word bayis. and Echod for that matter. If it's true to say that you can have two different groups combining, even though they are actually not in the same home at all, so why did the Mishnah only talk about two groups in one house? Why did the Mishnah not tell me an even bigger chiddush, even two groups in two separate houses? Doesn't the Mishnah always try and tell me the maximum chiddush? Says Tosfos V'hod, the knockup of Masnisin Bayis Echod. So why did the Mishnah only tell me a case of when they are in one house? Why didn't the Mishnah tell me that the same would be true even if it's two separate houses, but they nonetheless can combine forces because you have a waiter going backwards and forwards from one to the other? There it is, Mishum Chidush de Sefer. Because the other half of the equation is a tremendous chiddush. Because what does it say? It says there in the Mishnah, quote unquote, Dafilu b'bayis echod, even if it really is in one home, im lav ein mezamnin, quote unquote. What did the Mishnah say? That if you have a waiter that combines the two parties, then they can be mezamnin. And if there's no waiter, then they cannot. So that second half of the statement, i.e. if there's no waiter that combines them, they cannot do zimun together, there the larger chiddush is, of course, even if it really is in one home. Because if it is in one home, maybe I would have been excused for thinking that even if there's no waiter, and even if they cannot see each other, but nonetheless, by virtue of the fact that they are at the end of the day in the same home, maybe that itself is the combining force. And that's why the Mishnah needs to tell us that no, even if they are in one home, there has to be a combining agent. And what is that? That they could see each other. So that's why the Mishnah spoke about the case of one house. It says Tosfos in conclusion, V'chein bebeis chasonim. They used to have in the times of Chazal, what was called the Beis Chasanim, where they used to hold the chuppah and then the suda. Kesha'ichlim b'chuppah v'beis batim, you have two separate homes. U'b'nei odom mishamshin mizu lezu. Again, that'd be a very practical example. And you've got people serving, again, bouncing from one to the other. Mitztarfin, they would be able to combine forces, or b'ovad, on condition she'yishmu'u berkas hamozein m'pi hamavarech. Like Tosfos said before. Okay. Back into the Gemara, we now move into a totally unrelated subject, no connection whatsoever, but this is being discussed because the Mishnah spoke about it. The last line of the Mishnah spoke about what is the definition of wine. And it's important to know that in the times of Chazal, and maybe the Metzias is true today, it's just less common, and that is when you initially squeeze the grapes and you make wine, the wine is so strong that it's actually not normally drunk that way. In fact, Rabbi Eliyahu David, you can ask your neighbor, Rabbi Davidovich makes wine. He's an expert wine. Yeah, I've actually tasted his wine. Rabbi Davidovich makes wine. So now, the question is, if in its initial stages it is not drunk because it needs to be watered down, and it's only when water is added then indeed is it considered normal drinkable wine. So the question is, does its halachic status change before and after? That is the shaila of the Gemara. So look in the Gemara. Ein mevorachin al hayayin, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Now, this is a bit, little bit tricky because we'll see there's a change of girsois. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Yayin, wine, Ad Sheloi Nosan Letoichoi Mayim, until such stage that you have added water, if you haven't yet added any water to the wine. As we said before, that's not considered normal drinkable wine. Ein Mevarchin Olav Bayre Prihagofen. Elo, boire pri ho'etz. Now, we need to press pause for a moment.
Maybe you should say Tefillas Haderech.
Why is that?
Because to drink it straight may not even be a safe thing to do.
The question is as follows. We have to make a very, very important hakadoma, and that is as follows. A regular fruit, an apple, an orange, when you squeeze that fruit and you're left with fruit juice, the bracha on that fruit juice is shahakol nir bidvorei. Everybody knows apple juice, orange juice is shahakol nir bidvorei, which means whilst the fruit was initially bairi prihoetz, when you squeeze the juice, it gets a downgrade. It doesn't even retain the bracha. Never mind, it doesn't get an upgrade. It doesn't even retain its original bracha. And in fact, it goes downwards to shahakol. Shahakol, as we know, on the hierarchy of brachas, is the lowest rung on the ladder. Why does it go down? Why is it downgraded? And the answer is because fruit juice is considered to be less choshuv than the initial fruit. An apple is more choshuv than an apple juice. Now, the exception to that rule is grapes. Grapes, when you squeeze them, not only do they not go down in bracha, but they actually get upgraded. Because l'chayre will be sufficient to say b'yre prihoetz. That itself would be a chiddush, that it's not downgraded. And yet we know not only does it not merely stay the same, it actually goes up. What does that mean it goes up? It goes up to b'yre prihagofen. Why is that? And the answer is because wine is considered more choshuv than the grape from where it came. So therefore, we have opposite ends of the spectrum. A regular fruit, you squeeze out the fruit juice, the bracha is downgraded from ho'etz to shahakol. Wine, when it is squeezed from a grape, is not just not downgraded, it actually is upgraded from ho'etz to hagofen. So here comes the big question. When I've squeezed out the grapes, but I have not added water to it, so it's extremely strong, too maybe sharp to taste. Says the Gemara, you only make a bracha of Beire pre ho'etz. It is not yet considered an upgrade. It's not considered a downgrade because it is, at the end of the day, on the way to being wine. All you need to do is add some water and it'll become wonderful tasting wine. So it's not a downgrade, but the reason why it's not an upgrade is because it's not yet normally drunk wine. So again, look at the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Yayin ad shelo nosan teichei mayim, until such point that you have added water, ein mevarchin olov boire pri hagofen. It will not get its upgraded bracha of boire pri hagofen, elo boire pri ho'etz. Look at Rashi immediately. Ein mevorachin olov boire pri hagofen. Lefi, because shehoya yeinom, their wine used to be chazok ma'oid, very, very strong. The ein ra'u l'shtia b'loi mayim. And it's not really fit for drinking unless you add water. Hilkoch, therefore, if you haven't yet added that water, loi ishtani, it has not changed, l'malyusa, in an upward direction, l'mayla. Malyusa, like the word maila. You cannot say that the wine has changed in an upward direction like it does when you do add water and now it's become wonderful tasting wine, but it hasn't yet got to that stage. And therefore, veloy zoz. Therefore, it does not move. Mi birkasai horishaina. it does not move from its original bracha, which is Vaharehu Ka'anovim. Therefore, it still has the status of grapes, Ubirkosei Boirei Pri Hoitz. Now look back in the Gemara. This is a little bit tricky because this depends on Girsois. We are going to learn the Gemara as it is printed in our version. We'll soon see in Rashi brings an alternative and in fact opposite version. But let's first learn the Gemara as it appears in front of us. We're talking about wine, where you have not yet added water. And the halacha is, firstly, with regard to the bracha, it does not get an upgrade. Rather, it just remains static. Boirei pri ho'etz. Says the Gemara, another halacha. V'noiklin mimenu leyodayim. And you can wash your hands from it. A person who has to do netilas yodayim and wash his hands before eating bread. So now, he's got to wash his hands with water. So here comes the big question. Can you wash your hands with fruit juice? Can you wash your hands with wine? So again, the version that we have is that as long as you have not added water, yes, you can do netilas yadayim. Carry on the Gemara. Mi shenosan letoichoy mai. Once, however, you have added water, now it's become fully fledged drinkable wine. Mevarchin olav boirei pri hagofen. So on the one hand, yes, it will get the upgrade. It now gets the bracha of Boirei Pri Hagofen, because this now really is fully normal drinkable wine. However, ve'ein noitlin mimenu liodayim. But now you can no longer wash your hands with it. So this seems slightly ironic. You've added water to the wine, and that makes it worse with regard to netilas yadayim. We surely would have said, if anything, the opposite should be true. That if you haven't added any water to it, it's got no water-like properties. It's just plain old squeezed grapes. So I would have said that to the contrary. There, you should not be allowed to use it for netilas yadayim. Once you've added water, maybe you've watered it down, so therefore we can consider it water. And yet,
connecting to what we said previously. Previously, we said the act of adding water increases its kedusha, and we increase its bracha. So it makes perfect sense that once you water it down and make it into a higher state, you should not wash your hands with it.
So let's see. Look at Rashi then.
But why would an Isthmus use either to wash his hands? His hands would get all sticky.
Yeah, he would not. So one second. Says the Gemara, everything we've said before we see Rashi, let's just finish off the Gemara. Everything we've said is Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Now, you'll notice next to the words Noiklin Mimenu, you'll see in your Gemara, there's a little Aleph in parenthesis. Look in the margin, in my particular version, it's on the right-hand side, where it says Hago'ois Hagro. These are the comments of the Vilna Goyim. You have those? Hagos Hagro?
Yeah.
Hagos Hagro Aleph says, Gemara v'noitlin mimenu, and then v'ein noitlin, says the Vilna Goyim, Tzadi Lamed, Tzorich, Loimar, Lehepach.
Interesting.
It's actually supposed to be the other way around. Kalishna Achrina Sheberashi. End of comment. If you look in Rashi's alternative version, as we will in a moment, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll see there is a not just different, but in fact opposite Girsa, and the Vilna Goyen says that is the correct one. So again, according to the Girsa that we have in front of us, you can only wash Netilas Yodaim if you have not added water. Once you have added water, you cannot do Netilas Yodaim. The Vilna Goyen says that actually the opposite reading is true, which we'll see in a moment. Says the Gemara, everything we have learned is Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim Oimrim, that no. Benkach Ubenkach. Whether this case, all that, meaning whether you have added water or you haven't added water, it makes no difference whatsoever. Mavarchin Olav Boire Pri Hagofen. The Ein Neutlin Heimenu Liodaim. And you can never wash Netilas Yodaim with wine. Whether or not you have added water, not added water, makes no difference. So whichever girsa you're going to go with, and we're looking at Rashi right now, but Rebbe Elazar, who's the first opinion, is clearly differentiating between the case that you have added water to the case that you have not added water. The question is in which direction? That depends on the different girsas, but there clearly is a distinction. Whereas the Chachamim are telling you there's no distinction at all. The halacha is always that you cannot do Netilas Yodaim with wine, period. So now look at Rashi. Just give me 2 seconds. Okay, says Rashi. Have a look at the Rashi. V'noiklin mimenu liyodayim. So Rashi says, in the case where you have not added water yet. Now, when you have not added water, again, we're going for the moment with the girsa that we have in front of us. When you have not yet added water, remember we said it's not yet considered fully fledged wine. And that's why if you drink it, you will not make Boir Pri Hagofen. So what is it then? Basically, it's fruit juice. When you eventually add water, then it's no longer considered fruit juice. Then it adopts a brand new name. And what's that called? Yayin. Says Rashi, that's the difference. Look at Rashi. V'noitli mimenu liyodayim. Initially, you are allowed to do netilas yodayim with it as long as you haven't added water. Why? The shame, mayim, quote unquote, olav. Because the title mayim is what pertains to it. It's considered mayim. Why is it considered mayim? There's no water in it. The answer is, the may peiros, quote unquote, ba'alma mikri. It is merely considered fruit juice. Fruit juice pretty much has the same status of water, meaning it doesn't have any particular chashivus. However, says Rashi, mi shenosam toichoy mayim, when you've added water to it, then shame. Yayin, quote unquote, olav. All of a sudden, it's adopted a completely different status. It now gets a new title. It's no longer considered water or fruit juice. What is it? It's wine. Oh, wine. Ve'ein noitlin elo b'mayim. And halacha is you can only wash your hands for natilus yudayim with water or something considered similar to water. Fruit juice is comparable to water. So when the grapes are initially squeezed and you've made this very strong wine, that basically is fruit juice and has a similar categorization to mayim. Once you've added water, it's very ironic. You add water and it becomes less water-like. Once you add water, it now adopts a brand new status and it's called yayin wine. Or wine, wine is possible for Natilas Yodayim. Says Rashi, this was the Giras that the Vilna Goyen was referring to. Loshen Acher. There is a different Loshen, a different Girsa, Hochi Garasinon, and this is the text of the alternative opposite Loshen. Yayin ad sheloi nosan l'teichoy mayim. As long as you haven't added water to it, mevarachin olav bari priho eitz. The ein, underline. The ein noitlin heimenu liyodayim. This is the opposite Girsa. Not like the first Girsa of Rashi, that until you've added water, you may do Natilas Yodayim. To the contrary, if you haven't added water, you may not do Natilas Yodayim. Mi shenosan l'toichoy mayim, then mevarchin anov bari pri hagofen v'noitlin, underline, heimenu liyodayim. That is all divrei Rebbe Loza, v'chacham amayimrim, that no, beinkach u'beinkach, mevarchin anov bari pri hagofen v'ein noitlin heimenu liyodayim. Now, according to this alternative version, so l'chayra, it does make more sense, it's more easy to understand. If there is no water content in it at all, which is the situation right in the beginning, so then it's nothing to do with mayim. So you can't use it for Natilas Yodayim. Once you've added water, then even though it's not mayim, but it has water content, so you can use it for Natilas Yodayim. This is the alternative version, and this is the version that the Vilna Goyen was referring to before when he said that the opposite version is in fact the correct one. Now, what about the Rabbonon? We understand the opinion of Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza is making a distinction in one direction or another. According to the version that we have, you can use it for Natilas Yodayim before you've added water. According to the alternative version, you can use it for Natilas Yodayim after you've added water, but either way, there is a distinction. But that's not the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Chachamim said you can never use it for Natilas Yodayim. Now, L'chayra, that's a very difficult opinion to understand. Because, Mimon of Shach, choose either direction you like. Either wine is better or worse at the end when you've added water. So it depends on which Giras you go. But why would you passel both of them? Says Rashi, a completely different reason. The Tamayu de Rabbonon. And the reasoning behind the Rabbonon, who said that what? That you may never use wine for Natilas Yodayim, whether you have or haven't added water. Mishum Hefsed Oichlin. What's Hefsed Oichlin? A bizoyin for food. Oops, lost the food. Nothing to do with Natilas Yodayim.
Oh.
In fact, Rashi doesn't discuss, maybe we can look this up, the halacha. If the issue is hefsed oichlin, which means there's an issa just to waste food, food is there to be eaten or to be drunk. But to pour it over your hands, which presumably would mean it would then go all over the floor or to waste and you'd not be able to drink it, that's considered a hefsed eichlin. So I think we would still be entitled to ask the question, fine. Yes, it's true according to the Chachamim that you cannot use wine, but what happens if you did? The Rabbanon never, so far, adopted a halachic stance with regard to Netilas Yadayim. All they said is, we're avoiding the Shaila, we don't want you to ruin food. Fine, I won't. What happens if I did? Lemaisa, somebody poured wine all over his hand. So you're right, he was over the Issa of Hefsed Eichlin. That may well be. But was he Yates in the Tilis Adayim or not? That has not been addressed. So that maybe we'll have to see in the Halacha. Leave the rest of Rashi, but I'll call upon him. That is the Girsa that Rashi brings after. As he says, I found this Girsa in the Bahag. So look back into the Gemara. We're going to see now more about the opinion of the Rabbanon. Once Rashi has told us that the reasoning behind the Rabbanon is because of Hefsed Eichlin, so l'chayra, we can safely assume that opinion number one, that's Rabbi Elazar, does not seem to be concerned with Hefsed Eichlin. If he too would also be concerned with Hefsed Eichlin, then he would have said like the Rabbanon, forget whether it's wine or water, it's all irrelevant, it's Hefsed Eichlin. But he does not seem to be concerned. The Rabbanon do seem to be concerned. So it seems to be a machloikus with regard to the subject of Hefsed Eichlin. Does such an Issa exist or not? Says the Gemara. Keman Ozla. According to whose opinion does the following go? Ad Amar Shmuel Oise. Adam, kol tzrachov, the pas. A person can do any of his needs using bread. You can do what you like with bread.
Oh.
So what does it sound like? It sounds like Shmuel is not at all concerned with Hefsed Eichlin. He says you can do whatever you want with pas. You can use pas to eat. You can use pas as a paintbrush. That's what it sounds like. Says the Gemara. So whose opinion is that? Gemara, come on, Rabbi Elazar. He seems to be going with Rabbi Elazar. Why? What does Rabbi Elazar hold? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Elazar, the Omar, he was the one who said, "Noitlin imenu liyodayim, v'loy chayish," and he does not seem to be concerned. Rabbi Elazar seems not to be concerned in the slightest with regard to Hefsed Eichlin. So if we have this statement from Shmuel that you could do whatever you like with pas, that would seem to fit in with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. But it would not seem to fit in with the opinion of the Rabbanon. Remember the Rabbanon said, don't use wine for Netilas Yadayim. Why not? Hefsed Eichlin. Well, if you can't do whatever you like with wine, then presumably the same, maybe a kal v'chomer, you cannot just do whatever you like with bread. So why did Shmuel say that you can do whatever you like? It would seem to me that they go with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem will try and move forward tomorrow, and we'll get to the bottom of the Amud. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.
Oh.
Have a good day, everybody.
Have a good day. Call two.